Are we going to talk television right now? Because I would certainly like to.
Yes. Your wish has become reality, Wendy. Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com is with us by way of phone. Sad because, Kurt, of course, we like to see you, and we always take side bets on what sort of hat you'll be wearing.
I don't have a hat on. I got my hair cut yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you get them all cut? I hate when people say that. I really do. Did you get your hair cut? No, I got them all cut.
Hey, is it your birthday, Wendy?
On Sunday, so yeah.
My birthday was this week.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I'm 22.
Oh, that's not even close to true.
For the 30th time.
Right. All right. Now, this is going to be tricky. The return of The Walking Dead on Sunday, we're all looking forward to it. What can you tell us without giving out any major details?
Well, you want to know who dies?
No.
I don't know. Sorry.
You don't even watch it, do you, Kurt?
I've stopped.
My husband gave it up after the brutal scene.
The season premiere?
Yes. Because just the sound of it at the season finale, the season before, was too much for me to handle. We didn't need to see it. We just didn't.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of slowed down before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just stopped. I was begrudgingly watching, and then I just said, nah, there's plenty of other TV I can do.
All right, here's where I'm curious, Kurt. A lot of people, not a lot of people, but a chunk of people are doing that same thing. It was the hottest show on cable television for seasons, and then their numbers have declined a little bit the last year and a half or so. So what is it? Is it exactly what we just said? Are people just going, okay, we've seen this already, let's move on?
Well, that's how I felt, and I also felt like it sort of has lost a bit of the heart of the series.
Yeah, you know? Why? What's missing?
It's always been brutal, I thought, and everything, but I thought that it had a lot. It said a lot about, you know, humans and how mean we can be and that kind of stuff, and, you know, not even dealing with the, it's like, you know, the people were more frightening than the zombies and stuff. But it always had sort of like some kind of
hope
and that kind of thing, and I just feel that has gone away, and so I just don't need that.
But they're setting it up too, because, you know, Rick is our fearless leader for everything, and he has completely been stripped down and, you know, is completely and utterly hopeless right now, which only makes me believe that how is he going to turn it around to gain control and get that strength and hope and goodness back?
Right. And this, I can tell you the broad strokes of this half of the season are that, you know, his group will start preparing for war against Negan's group.
And, it's going to be a big one.
And, you know, they're gathering supplies and numbers, and they have to, like, sort of make alliances with other groups and things like that. So we'll meet new people and as he builds his army, so to speak.
All right. So that all begins again this upcoming Sunday.
It's the
second half season premiere of The Walking Dead. I saw a notice last night that there's a chance that American Idol will be reforming. Could this be true?
Well, apparently Fremantle, which is the production company that has done it, is shopping it around. And Variety reported this week that NBC is in talks with them to revive it, which I think is a little weird because The Voice is on two times a year. On NBC Now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty successful, although, as my friend Amory, who you guys have met, pointed out to me this morning, they've never launched a really big superstar singer on The Voice.
That's interesting. And that's what, you know, as a son, I have a son who wants to be a musician, and people have said, why don't you go on one of those shows? And he said, I know it might be a quicker way, but I don't know if that's the way to do it to have longevity. And there's some truth to that. It's like, it seems these shows can make anyone a star. So it's interesting to me that no one has achieved that American Idol greatness from The Voice.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
I hadn't thought about it until she said that, but it's true. And it's all speculation, but one of the options would be that NBC would just have one cycle of The Voice per year, as opposed to they have two now.
Right.
And maybe they would you know, trade it off with American Idol, with a revived American Idol. But, you know, American Idol just went away last year.
Two years ago or last year? Was it just last year?
Yeah, it ended last winter, about this time last year, I think it ended.
Kurt, do you remember at the very end of the last episode, Ryan Seacrest, the great prophet Ryan Seacrest, said at the very end, goodbye for now. Do you remember that? As if to say,
he says that because he's on 15,000 shows.
Well, maybe that is it. Maybe that's it. And then we all said, but what about Seacrest out? We don't want this. It can't be the end of Seacrest. So is there a chance that he kind of knew that at some point they'd be looking at a revival?
I don't know. I'm with Wendy. I think it just meant that.
Look for me at my next project.
Yeah, I'm going to be on.
Here's Rockin' Eve.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I want to talk about This Is Us because I binge watched it and caught up on it, and I didn't know that new episodes were released. So, Bill, if you haven't watched it yet, this is 100% up your alley.
Believe me, I'm going to catch up. Everyone I know, yourself included, only says how great it is and how emotional it is. I want to see it.
Yeah, it's the weekly cry.
It is so good.
Yeah,
it makes me want to be a better woman.
Will you be, or you just want to be?
No, it might make me be a better woman.
Might make you be a better woman. Ventimiglia.
Milo
Ventimiglia. There was a picture of him in the paper today. I guess on the show he's got a big beard or something.
Yeah, it's so right.
Now he's clean shaven and he looks like he's 11.
Yeah.
He's got a big stash.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, I won't spoil where.
Yeah, don't. No, because we. And Mandy Moore is. They're really great together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And it's. That's. That couple, I think, is. They're all good. Like, everybody on that show is really good. But I think that couple, and when they show their stories, is probably the. One of the best parts of it, I think.
And Chris Darden from People vs. O.J. Simpson
the
is
the guy
on
who
it.
Plays Chris Darden. Not
right.
The actual
he's
Chris.
He's really good on
he's
it.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
I'm
going to
start
really
watching
good.
It. I don't know anybody who doesn't love it.
You have to go to, we talked about this last year, but remember the promos for that were the ones where Milo sort of flashes his rear?
Yeah.
And I talked to him about that, and you can go watch my video interview with him on the site, on my site. It's pretty funny.
TVshowpatrol.com.
Yes.
All right.
But he's pretty funny when he talks about it.
Let's go to a quick call. Tom, there's a show that...
You just hung up on Kurt.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, enough of it.
Oh, hello? Yeah.
Oh, this is Tom. I don't know about Kurt.
Tom, ask your question, and then we'll get Kurt back on to answer your question.
Are you here, Kurt?
Okay, I'll ask a question real quick.
All right.
About True Detective, if it's coming back on HBO, and if he knows who might star in it.
All right.
And I'll wait for Kurt to come back and top of the day to y'all.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom. We'll get that answer to you. True Detective, season one, outstanding. Season two, not quite as good. Still very watchable. We'll get Kurt back on to answer that in just a little bit. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Kurt Wagner is back. You can check out all his interviews and interesting things at TVshowpatrol.com. And we had a caller that had a question for you. Bill, do you remember the question?
Yeah, the question, Kurt, and I'm sorry I hung up on you, but I had quite enough of your nonsense.
I'm chewing while I'm.
Yeah,
I'm
just
air.
Somebody needed to do something, and I just said this is the end of it. The question was, when is True Detective coming back to HBO, if at all? And if it is coming back, who is the cast? And if it isn't coming back, they don't really need a cast.
Right.
Great
it
question.
Yeah.
Might come back. It is not currently. Scheduled or planned, and they have nothing on the books at Winter TCA in January. The HBO guy said that it might happen sometime.
Yeah.
They have a deal with the guy who created it, Nick Pizzolatto.
That's why I hung up on you, because you talk like that in front of the ladies.
They have a production deal with him, but they don't know if there's a third season of this involved in that production deal. But it's not off the table, but it's not on the table.
Well, one of the criticisms was that first season with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson was just so tight and so strong. And the second one wasn't quite up to par. And everybody said it's because they rushed that second season. So maybe in waiting a little bit, they're doing a good thing.
Yeah, could be. Especially if you know, when you have these guys who, like this Nick guy, you know, they write all of the series. I can't imagine how hard that must be.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and to think through everything and you know, all the subplots and all that stuff. I couldn't do it.
We mentioned, or I mentioned Christopher Darden, the actor who plays it, and I'm sorry I don't know his name, who's on This Is Us, but we all loved him in The People versus O.J. Simpson. Now there's a new thing coming out about the Menendez brothers. What's going on with that?
Well, you know how last year was the year of OJ specials and documentaries and
oh, yeah.
And that series and everything? Well, this year, it's the Menendez brothers.
They're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, ABC already did a news special, a doc special a couple weeks ago, I think. And now Lifetime is doing a movie, and they have found their cast, which includes Courtney Love playing Kitty Menendez, the mother. And
how is that going to be? She was really good in The People versus Larry
Flynt.
She was really good.
Yeah. Right,
but she hasn't done a lot lately. But we'll see. We'll see how it is. American Crime star Benito Martinez plays the father, Jose Menendez. And then Nico Tortorella, who is from the Burbs here in Chicago, plays Lyle Menendez. And Guillermo Olivier plays Eric Menendez. And, you know, their story is that the brothers were convicted of killing their parents. And they're all very rich people. But anyway, so that's coming on Lifetime. And then the next American Crime is going to be, or one of the American Crime, oh, Law & Order. Law & Order is doing this true crime thing now, which is sort of like the American Crime story on FX. And they're basically dramatizing true crime stories. So their first one is the Menendez murders.
Wow.
Well, yeah. They've always done kind of a version of that on their show, right? They've taken stories that are loosely based on national headlines. Yeah.
Right. And this is actually from, Dick Wolf. So this is like the latest, I guess, spinoff of the Law & Order franchise.
It's weird how it's like all Menendez all the time now, though. You know what I mean?
It was last year with OJ.
Yeah, I guess.
And my guess is at some point, well, they did a little bit of that with JonBenet Ramsey, but that case seems to lend itself to drama. You would think that one of these shows would take that and run with it, wouldn't you, Kurt?
I bet eventually that'll happen, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
There's a show that my wife and I started watching a week ago. It's in its second season, but we're a little late to it on this. And this is awful, I can't say the name of the show on the air. It's Something's Creek. You know, you're in trouble, you're up blank creek. So the name of the show is called that, but it's spelled differently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's somebody's last name.
And you like it?
It's really, you know, it took a little while to get used to the pacing of it. It's Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara from SCTV.
Oh, I gotta see that.
And as an added bonus, Chris Elliott. And he's hysterical. And then Eugene Levy's son, I think his name is Daniel, he plays his son on the show, and he's the co-creator. And, you know, SCTV is the funniest thing that's ever happened. So just the fact that those guys are involved, that's all it took for me. But, it takes you a little while to catch on to the pacing of the show. It's paced a little bit like Curb Your Enthusiasm. When you say, Kurt, they even use very similar music as bridges between the scenes.
Right, right. And I just think it's the humor, I think, is so cutting and fun. And
yeah.
But you're right, the pacing's really bizarre. But you know, it's I love the story, you know, that these rich folks have fallen from grace and all they can do is stay in this motel that Chris Elliott, is it Chris Elliott? What's his name?
Chris Elliott's the mayor of the town.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't he run the motel, too?
A little bit. He's got a hand in that, too, yeah.
Can I tell you, Catherine O'Hara is one of the funniest women ever?
Easily.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right, so you got me in on that. Bill is my personal television guide.
Yeah, I always taste your soup
before
you get it. Yeah, yeah.
Too hot.
What else should we know about, Kurt? What's coming up this week that we should be aware of?
Did you watch last night's Baskets?
Haven't seen it yet.
The mom goes to the Reagan Library, and I just thought it was kind of funny.
It's always
Louis
great.
Anderson.
Yeah.
She is such a tormented and loving mom. It's like she tries so hard. When we talked to Louis Anderson, he said he feels this season is really meaningful, and you're starting to see it already.
Mm-hmm.
I think with her one or two episodes.
This is the fourth one that just came out yesterday.
I'm up to date other than last night's, but Louis Anderson as a mom, you really see a mom when you look at him. You feel a mom when you look at him.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty amazing.
Right.
A couple more calls for you, Kurt, if you wouldn't mind. And again, if you have a question for Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com, dial us up or text us at 312-981-7200.
Who do you want, Bill?
Either or both.
All right, Ron. No, I won't. Ron, Kurt, what's going on?
Hey, Bill, Wendy, Kurt, how you doing? I'll be real brief. I saw the M. Night Shyamalan movie the other day, Split, and I started Googling his movies. And I found out that recently he's going to be trying to produce a new version of The Crypt Keeper. And I was wondering if you guys are aware of that. And it's going to be on TNT. And they're not certain if it's still hung up in the stages yet, but they're looking for a fall shoot, you know, when it's coming out. And they're also going to have a block of horror shows. Not only that one, but two other ones. I was wondering if Kurt knew anything about this. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks.
By the way, this is Midlothian Ron. I listen all the time.
How are you,
Take
Ron?
Care.
Thanks for calling
in.
Yeah,
real good. I listen all the time, guys. I'll be brief. I told your producer I'd be brief. I'm going to hang up.
You were brief.
Thanks, Ron.
He lived up to his brief promise.
It's brief, Ron, now.
Be brief, Kurt. What can you tell us about the Crypt Keeper coming back to TV?
Yeah, TNT announced that last year. And they are still working on it, but it's, you know, Tales from the Crypt, and M. Night Shyamalan is doing it. It's going to be basically the same idea as the original was, and it's set to premiere. I'm not sure. I think they're very loosely saying this fall.
That would be great.
But then they're going to add that, like he said, they're going to add it to a horror block of different horror shows.
We're in. Kurt, always fun to talk to you. Thanks so much. Have a terrific weekend. It's Kurt Wagner. The website is tvshowpatrol.com. If you like TV, it's a great place to visit. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.